Lizzie Borden's Pears. In spring, the smell drove her mad. Those blossoms, airy as lace, stank of fish and rot and something else. She'd heard the neighbor boys snicker passing by. She locked the casements until the white petals browned and fell, displaced by hard, ungrateful fruits. Then the days were hot. She raised her bedroom windows, prayed for breeze. That air, impossible to breathe, she could find no relief from it. The ripened pears dropped to earth. At night, their thuds brought restless dreams of strange men lurking in the yard. She woke each morning drenched in sweat. She was often ill that summer. Everyone was ill. The meat went bad in a day, cakes turned sour, her parents retched their dinners at night, then breakfasted on leftovers. That morning, Lizzie could not eat, could not abide even the smell of Johnny cakes and mutton stew. She fled into the barn loft, taking an apron full of pears. There, she said, she sat and ate for 20 or 30 minutes. She wolfed her alibi pears to the core. Perhaps she thought of St. Augustine, who in his youth stole his neighbor's pears, not for joy or hunger, but merely sin. Inside the house, the air had changed. Smell of iron, soft grains.